the latest by Wednesday Campanella dello Scupio here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard KTV Baby by Shahil and Mulan Theory. I hope you're enjoying this upbeat, kind of dancey Asian music edition of Typically Tuesdays. You know, if you're really enjoying it, you can send me a message and tell me about it. Or if you missed a song and you want to know the song title again or something, you can tell me about it. Or you can just, hey, if you want to talk and you don't want to confront me at a party, just send me a message. You can do that right now. 778-782-2573. That's our number to text in at CJSF 90.1 FM. And I will see your text message. And I'm excited to talk to you. Unless you're trying to criticize me, to which case don't. Please don't. I am so fragile. But anyways, you can write to me 778-782-2573, or you can send me an email, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. Send me your music if you want it to be played on Typically Tuesdays as well. Or get in contact with me over on Instagram. I'm at Typically Tuesdays on that horrible site. We're gonna listen to some more music now and go into something a little bit of more of my personal expertise. Wednesday Campanella is actually singing a song in Scupio about idol fandom and culture, and that's exactly what we're gonna be doing right now as we hit this next section of the playlist. Let's listen to some girl groups. This is a really cute one. I hope you enjoy this like next section, which is like kind of bubblegum poppy a little bit and then goes into more like retro stuff. This is Kaya with Walang Biruan. Enjoy.
Keep a score. Got you right where I want ya. How you like that, baby? score. I got you right where I want ya. How you like that, baby? You was way too busy playing yourself. Ain't nobody else won't see me coming.
That Girlset is actually CanCon, despite being a K-pop group. Actually, all of the members in Girlset are North American. They're all born and raised here, I believe, or at the very least raised here, and they are produced by a K-pop idol entertainment company called JYP Entertainment. They produce Twice, and a bunch of other groups. And one of the members in Girlset is Canadian. Her name is Camilla. Shout out, Camilla. Good on you. Thank you for helping me fulfill my CanCon quota of this episode. I hope you enjoyed Little Miss by Girlset here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Nona with Shoot They are a very fun, up-and-coming Indonesian idol girl group, and I like a lot of their stuff. It's just I can't play a lot of it anymore because they're like they've been cursing left, right, and center in their newest releases, and I'm like not able to play that on daytime radio. Bit of a shame. But check them out as well if you're into that. More coming up now on this fun, upbeat Asian musicians, pseudo Asian Heritage Month playlist here on Typically Tuesdays. Let us listen to a Bird Note first, and then after that we will be diving into some retro stuff with Angelina Petrosova's Dancing Island. Gear up, strap in, stay tuned, and here's a Bird Note.
This is Bird Noir. I'm Private Eye Michael Stein. Spring was in the air when I got a call from my neighbor, Ms. Wiggenwax, about a frightful sighting.
Oh, Michael, I was just sitting on the porch when I thought I saw a snake flying into my new nest box. Maybe my mind is playing tricks on me, but I'm worried about the birds.
That does sound shocking, Ms. Wiggenwax. Now, do you know if any birds are using the nest box?
Why, yes. A lovely pair of great crested flycatchers.
Aha! Well, those great crested flycatchers aren't being attacked by a snake with wings. They're building a nest and using shed snake skin to scare away intruders. Cavity nests are often raided by hungry rodents. But a little bit of snake skin may trick would-be egg eaters into thinking that they're on the menu instead.
Oh, thank you, Michael. It's good to know that my flycatchers and their chicks will be safe.
If only home security were that simple for humans. Well, for more bird mysteries, go to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein, Private Eye.
Я знаю, что это банан. nostra. Reggae, reggae.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie, and you just heard Rosa Rimbaeva with Zhejtike. Before that, you heard an absolute banger by Nazia Hassan, Koi Nahin. Oh, lose my breath every time. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. You know, I can't make this show without you just simply being here. So thank you for your presence, and thank you for enjoying today's music. I hope you sure did. Remember, you can send me or any other programmer here at CJSF a text message at 778-782-2573. Tell us about what you thought about today's episode of the show. Did you enjoy the playlist? I really hope you did, because it took me literally hours to put together. It was wild. But now I have like a huge brain for fun Asian music. How about that? I hope you tune into more great CJSF programming. You should check out Beats and Eats every Thursday from 1 to 2 with Nicole. She talks about food. She talks about events. She talks about music. It's Beats and Eats. What more could you ask for? Thursday from 1 to 2 here on 90.1 FM, CJSF. One last track for you today. I love this song because the title is very funny. It's by Kudo Shizuka, who was a Japanese idol in the 1980s and 90s. And it's just a fun track. I hope you enjoy it. This is Mugon Iropoi, which means silence is sexy. As we close off today's show, I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'll talk to you again very soon.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.